That song, Bill Cheatham, it's by Marie Rhines, who is live in studio with us this morning on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. We'll hear some more from Marie in just a few moments, but first we're getting some more of her background and her experiences just recently moving to Lincoln County area in western Wyoming and bringing her music expertise and experiences with her. Marie, we were talking during that song that you have toured with military bands and have done that as well. Tell us about that experience.
Sure. I was fortunate enough to be invited to be a soloist with the Air Force Band of the Golden West out of March Air Force Base in California back in the time when America was once again challenged with terrorism, and it was during the Gulf War. And we performed about 20 concerts in 20 days with this incredible band. They were the most amazing group of musicians I've ever been associated with. And they asked me to play my concerto that I had composed for solo violin and symphony orchestra. But being a band, we had to transcribe it for concert band. So that took some work. And then the rehearsals were just a wonderful experience, being with such top-notch musicians. I mean, they were as good as the Boston Symphony in terms of quality of sound and musicianship. So I was just thrilled to be with the military. And we had some incredible events happen during that time because it was at the beginning of the Gulf War, being threatened by terrorists on the way during concerts. I mean, before the concert we played in Flagstaff, Arizona, there was a terrorist threat to the band.
Wow.
And they said, if anybody walks out of the building wearing a military uniform, you'll be shot. So the conductor came over to me and said, Colonel Leindecker said, would you like to go home right now? You can leave because you're our guest. And you'll be up front in the front of the orchestra, and you'd be the target. If you want to leave, you can leave. And I just said to myself, I just can't leave you to know that that could happen, and I was supposed to be here with you. So I stayed and did the concert, and the whole time he kept looking over his back to see what was happening in the audience, to see if anything was unusual. And then halfway through the concert, someone started screaming in the back of the hall in the outside exterior, loud screaming. And everybody in the band kept playing, and I looked back, and I didn't stop playing. But I thought, is this it, you know? And I kept playing, and it never materialized, that sound of the screams. Just kept going on for about 5 minutes, off and on. And they had the FBI on the premises, of course, at that point. But when it was over, he came over to me, and he said, I cannot believe that you stuck it out. Thank you. And the music was fantastic. And then the next night, we did another concert where, oh, by the way, the screams were a student who was celebrating something outside the door of the concert hall and was just being, what's the word, exuberant,
okay,
at the
yes,
wrong moment.
Sure, sure.
I don't think they had a clue what that was causing. And then the next night we were playing, and the Commander Leindecker came out and said, he was the conductor of the orchestra also. He said, we just want you to know that the first planes have arrived safely back from Iraq today. Tonight was the first retribution for what they were doing. And he said, nobody was killed. Every plane came back safely. And the entire audience, there were thousands of people there, just cheered and cheered. And it was so moving how people felt about the Air Force and the military, to protect them and to value them. And at that point, they played the national anthem. And every time I tell people about this, I can't help but it was just the most amazing moment to be on stage when they were playing the national anthem. People were throwing their hats in the air and things like this. It was just one of those great moments in the American experience.
That's amazing.
True patriotism.
Wow, that is amazing.
Yeah.
Some of the experiences you've had as you've traveled and play, it's just incredible. Marie, let's do another song here. Cooley's Reel is this one. Tell us about Cooley's Reel.
It's an Irish reel, and this is played on my viola.
Okay. All right. So here it is. It's Cooley's Reel. Marie Rhines in studio this morning on SVI Radio.
Thank you.
That again is Cooley's Reel. Marie Rhines with us in studio this morning. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network and the Weekday Wake Up. Marie just recently moving to Lincoln County and in the Star Valley area. She's played all over the world, a graduate of Yale University with a master's in music. That's correct, Marie. And now you have the opportunity to pass on your experiences and what you've learned to the upcoming music generation. I understand you do offer private lessons. Is that correct?
That's correct. I do private violin lessons and piano and cello also. And coach singing and, you know, any kind of music, actually. But strings are my main thing.
Sure. And so how would, if someone's interested in pursuing lessons with you, what's the best way to get started?
Well, I guess just call me. If you want, I can give my number.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's my old number, 928-830-1826.
That's great. And what's when you have a student come in, do you take all levels? Do you take beginners?
Ages, anyone over 9 or 10 is probably, and then up to 99.
Okay.
My oldest student was 91. And his dream had been to play the violin, and he just loved his lessons. He said, I live for these lessons now. It was just so gratifying to see someone